Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
See if I remember how to do this. So it's been a while just to come in here and chat for a few minutes because I've got a ton of things on my mind and a ton of things I need to talk about. So without any further hesitation, let's get on it.
We'll be right back.
So, I have decided that I am going to take a slight break from the mosh pit for a little while. Not long. And when I say break, it's more like a restocking of quality and quantity shows for 2022. Because I'm literally recording this at 7:15 on Wednesday night. This is going to air tomorrow night, which will be tonight by the time this rolls around. Because I just do not have time anymore. I don't. I'm on the road 12 plus hours a day, and it sucks. Like, I love my job. Oh, I say that with a grain of salt. But it pays the bills, so that's what it is. It pays the bills. It's what I do to survive. It's what keeps this radio show, program, podcast, whatever you want to call it, is what keeps it running. It's what keeps the lights on. It's what keeps me grounded. That being said, I have not had a lot of time to really do a lot of things that I wanted to do. I knocked that over. I didn't want to do that. But I haven't had time to do a lot of the stuff that I wanted to do this year. It's just been crazy. You know, we had the flood in May, which, yeah, I know I'm still leaning on that, but it was what it is. We've rebuilt. We've got the studio space. We've got things back together. I'm still waiting on one piece. It's supposed to be here soon, I hope. But from then, we're actually going to start pushing and doing stuff. I got to give a big shout out right now to Mr. Steve Jones of Karma Radio, who picked up our podcast back right before the flood, actually. And dude, those guys have just been a killer asset to this whole podcast. Like, without them pushing the show, I wouldn't have as many listeners as I do now, which is awesome. As far as my show right now, I am going to take a slight break, which really just means I'm going to be working on new content, more backlog in case anything comes up, because I'm about to be on the road even more than I was to begin with. Yay. I hate driving. I hate driving in Atlanta. But it is what it is. It pays the bills. So, this episode is basically just a thank you show to the bands who have stuck with me, the bands who are just coming on board, the guys, the girls, the folks who have had my back. I've got two killer interns that I really need to focus on and help do some stuff, and I just haven't had time. Of course, they haven't had time either because they're both super busy. Soundcheck, she's doing her thing. Chromastorm Arts, they're rocking and rolling. And that's what I love to see. I love to see all these businesses and people doing their thing and pushing and kicking ass and taking names like I know they are. And on that note, shout out to our Atlanta Braves. First time since 95, we are the World Series champs. I'm not a sports guy, but I can appreciate finally having a winning team in this wonderful city. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Let's see here. What else can I talk about? I don't know. This is going to be a short show because I'm not really doing a lot right now. I'm just trying to get things going. So this is going to be a short show. We're just going to play a lot of music. And I am not going to talk a lot because I know you guys hate when I talk and don't really say anything. I also hate talking, and I hate my voice. I still do, always will, just the way it is. So, with that note, we're going to play a song now.
Starting fires all over.
We're back. I don't know what song that was, but it was really good. I know that song. Because, you know, I cut these things in. I cut in the music after I record. I don't do the whole live and hit play. Because I'm going to give a shout out to Jackson Heaton for that. And that dude right there, Mr. Rock Ambassador of Atlanta. Congrats to him and his wife as well. Dude, Rock 100.5, killer guys. Tearing it up in Atlanta, doing their thing. So Joe Warren, dude, had him in studio not long ago. Freaking awesome guy. And he just put on his first show Saturday night before Halloween this past weekend. Was the Misty Eyed release show at Sabbath Brewing with Bad Guru and Fury and a Few, which was, I heard it was awesome. And dude's just killing it, man. All those bands, Joe himself, dude. Atlanta's coming, man. Atlanta is coming back. This whole nonsense from this past year, things are finally starting to get back to where it was pre. And, dude, it's freaking awesome. I'm so looking forward to more live shows, more shows that your boy can promote on the podcast of The Mosh Pit. Because I do enjoy promoting these shows that come up. I like getting more people to hear it and, you know, just packing that place out, because without us podcasters, you know, it's hard to get radio play. It is. I realize that. That's why we're here. That's why I do not charge you guys in the bands for playing music. That's something else that we have been talking about. And when I say we, I have a couple of people that I'm trying to bring on board, and we're throwing around some ideas. Again, nothing set in stone. But one thing that I will never ever back away from is I am not going to be charging these bands any kind of royalties, any kind of money, anything for airtime. That's not what this podcast was put together to do. It's not. I did not create a podcast to become rich and famous and take money from bands. And that's not me. Now, in light of that, if you would like to support this podcast and help us bring more and more to this podcast, we have t-shirts on Tee Republic. I'll drop a link below or above or wherever it is I post this. And go buy a shirt. Yeah, they're like $26, but hit me up. I can find you a coupon code, or just look online, find a coupon code. Just buy the shirts. Just buy them. We also have wristbands. We also have wristbands. Hit me up. Also, what else? I don't know. This is why I don't do solo shows, because I'm not one for preparing. I'm just not. I'm not a write everything down, build a script, and go from there. I'm a wing it kind of guy. Always have been. Always will be. Mr. Last Minute. Mr. Procrastinator. Always have been. This weekend, which is the 7th, Sunday the 7th, Chroma Storm Arts here in Rockmart, Georgia, is doing a Paint Your Rocks event. It's a collaboration from the Slate Company here in Rockmart. It's the Slate Company, the Rockmart Rocks, the Rotary Club, and Chroma Storm Arts. All of those are involved in this, and it's a free event. All you got to do is show up, come hang out, paint a rock. That is Sunday from 11 to 3, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Chroma Storm Arts, across from Morgan Hardware and next to Sherman Ross State Farm. At the same time, well, just before that event starts, I am going to have the owner, the Possum's Pouch Bakery and Goods, a vegan and gluten-free desserts, sustainably made with love. She is from Temple, Georgia. You can find her at the Rockmart Farmers Market every Thursday, except for Thanksgiving, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. They're closed 2 weeks at Thanksgiving and 3 weeks at Christmas, but other than that, they're there year-round. Rockmart Farmers Market, they're right behind Southcrest Bank. We are tagging a lot of people in this show. Those of you who are curious about Sparky's condition, he got attacked by a couple of pit bulls back around about the same time we had the flood, so that was fun. He's doing great now. It's like it never happened. He has become a full in-house dog, so he's got his own little bed in my office, and 9 times out of 10, if I'm doing an interview, he decides to get up and go drink out of his water bowl or go get him some food about the time the interview gets interesting, which is lovely because it just adds life. But yeah, we are doing a lot of things. Like I said, this is not going to be a long show. This is going to be a fairly short show, just a highlight of things that are going on with me, things that are going on with the mosh pit, things that I am looking at doing. I don't know, probably January, late January or February, I'll be back full time every week, every Thursday at 8 p.m. Karma Radio is still going to run shows between now and then, which, you know, you can catch some of our past shows. A lot that were dropped before I was partnered with Karma. But that is not to say that you won't get anything new. There will be new shows here and there. There will be sporadic shows. Because I've got a few interviews lined up. Another one that I've got coming up is Faith Head out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. They will be in studio on the 14th of November. So that show might air in December. I may air it. I don't know yet. I might. I got a couple more. I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm going to keep a lot of stuff close to my chest, but I am going to announce those two. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I don't know. I don't really know anything else. It's about 11 minutes now. I hadn't really said a lot, and I've said way too much. IWE, you guys caught the interview we did with them last month. They are running their Parade of Champions November 20th at the American Legion, Millage Road in Augusta, Georgia. They brought in the WWE legend Sunny, so she'll be there as well, plus some really great matches, some really great competition, and just some great athleticism. That's one reason I was always a wrestling fan, is the athleticism, because it used to be really captivating, you know. Growing up, WWE, WWF, ECW, WCW kid. That's who we were, man. That's just who we were. So, yeah, if you want to go check out that show, tickets on sale now. You can get them at iwtickets.com. Not a sponsor of this episode, but good guys and, you know, support. That's what we do here. What else? Anything else? Nothing. Join the group. Join the Discord. I'm getting out of here because it's late. Like I said, I didn't get into like 20 minutes ago and I pushed record, so just wanted to give an update on everything that's going on. We're going to play some kick-ass music. I might stretch this show out to about 30-35 minutes, but it ain't gonna get much longer than that. So you guys have a good night. I will see you soon. Like I said, if there are any bands out there that want to hit me up, I'm thinking about redoing the intro music for when I come back. So if you want to maybe write me some new intro music and some new outro music, that would be sweet. Also, I know you guys aren't really the country listening type that listens to the Mosh Pit, but if you are, there's a new artist out. She hit me up. I may bring Lonesome Highway back again for a short spell, but I have not 100% decided. But Diamonds and Whiskey, she's on Twitter. The new album, or the new single, Walk Hard, is out now. She's from Charlotte, North Carolina. So, you know, go check her out. You know, it's music's music. Rock and roll, punk, rock, metal, country. Hey, we all speak the same language. Unless you're pop, you know, get that crap out of here. No, just kidding. I'm kidding. I've actually got an interview with a sort of pop star coming up soon, too. So, can't really thrash that one. What else? There's nothing else. Here's your drinking game. Every time I say what else, I want you to get schnockered by the time this show is over. So, what else? Anyway, I'm out of here. You guys enjoy your week. Enjoy your weekend. I know most of you are still recovering from Halloween. So, yeah. And don't forget, turn your clocks back so we can gain an extra hour of this wonderful year. I'm out. I'll see you guys later. Whoa, don't start the outro yet. So here's a last minute revision to this episode because the call just came through. I am going to do something that I don't normally do, but I am going to play a country song right here at the end of this episode because it's not really a mosh pit episode, it's just kind of an episode. So this right here is Diamonds and Whiskey's new single called Walk Hard. It was released on October 1st. Hope you guys enjoy it because it's country, but it is so rock. Let's do it.
She took what was mine all along, hot summer day. Fire in her eyes as she stole my life away. Forever must have only meant till you found something new. Cause I gave you my everything and now she gets all of. You'll have to dearly pay.